Hey guys, Yoshi here. Despite the fact that I'm no longer on this podcast, I'm making a random intro thingy. So enjoy the following episode.
One schniggity.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Fatty Time! In the red corner, weighing in at pounds, Batman! In the blue corner, weighing in at pounds, V Fanatic!
Hey, everybody!
In the yellow corner, weighing in at an unknown weight, the one man box office!
I know everything about feature films!
In the mauve corner, weighing in at an unknown weight, Ghost!
120 pounds, and why am I mauve?
In the completely clear corner, we have Lord Mog!
Beware my power, Green Lantern's light.
Go. And our very special guest, Megami!
In the technicolor corner!
Hi!
Well,
she's so awesome, she doesn't get a corner. She's like the announcer.
Yeah, she's like in the middle.
I'm in the middle ring.
Yeah. She's the referee.
She's the ref, judge, and executioner.
With a fork.
Just like Judge Claude Polo.
No!
Alright, well, everyone, welcome to Fatty Time. As you can tell, we have a special guest.
We have a special guest who has a company over.
Who sounds like she has a few munchkins from the very old land of Oz.
Oh, she has Teletubbies over there that are giggling to the point.
They're the refugees.
Yes, my cousins are Teletubbies.
Wonderful.
They're Teletubby midgets.
Oh, dear God.
Okay. So long as they don't tell us to eat that freaky toast.
Okay. Like no way, always, our week's events. Since we have a guest, we'll let the guest go. Megami, tell us your week's events.
Basically, I just went to school, which I go to the School of Visual Arts. And I've just been editing and junk, and that's really it.
Oh, I know how that feels.
Nothing special.
You're in visual arts? I'm going into animation.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to animation, too. That's just the name of the school.
Awesome!
I got one more year, and then I will go out into the animation world. Well, first I'm going to work
on
shows.
And take us all by storm.
Yes.
I want to bring the cel-shaded animation back. That's what I want to do.
Oh, good luck with that.
Excuse me, guys. I'm going to have to puke for a second at this fanfic crossover that I'm looking at right now.
Please, please, aim it into the other room.
I'll aim it into the other podcast done by other people.
It shall not be named. That pissed me off.
Well, I wasn't talking about that. I was really Hey, Fatman's the one who brought it up.
Okay.
Yeah, and he shouldn't have.
And I end it there. Move on.
Okay.
Hey, that's good.
Okay.
Awkward.
Now.
Yeah, that happens too on this show. So, is that all that's happened this week so far for you?
Basically, and I'm working on SMA stuff.
Woo!
Okay, I guess we'll go down the line on the list that I have. Ghost.
Awesome. Well, my week's events, I got my form thing for my unemployment check. I got my internet bill yesterday, and I've been looking for a job all week. Other than that, I worked a little bit on a secret project with Fat Man last night, all night last night, and I severely sleep deprived from doing so.
And yet I'm still active.
Yeah, you're fine. You got room to spare, but I don't. So
I was just about to make that joke too.
Yeah, and then I did another podcast with other people that you all know where I go when I'm not here. So yeah.
Except for my God,
and
end it there.
Is that it? Yeah. Well, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, I did editing things for editing videos, and it was fun.
Yeah.
And it aggravated me.
Editing is fun.
It is, but it aggravates me to no end.
Not for me, because I know absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah,
you are not alone in that.
Well, aren't you special?
Be thankful.
Yes, I am. Thanks for reminding me, Sadface.
Extremely special.
Oh, God. No comment. That's so much. I guess moving on to Lord Mog.
I basically went to work, and I worked on the super secret project with Fat Man for just a bit last night that I'm very excited for, which I can't say anything about here because I was forbidden.
Because I will stab you in your sleep if you do.
Yeah. And then I...
Hey, that's the job for terrible movie remakes. Wink, wink.
And then I had cheeseburger macaroni sloppy joe type things tonight, and they were delicious.
For those who didn't get my reference, I was totally making fun of Freddy.
Yes, I know. We got the reference. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street because it just came out!
Okay, moving on. The box office.
Well, I'm trying to redefine my top 100 or top 200 favorite movies.
200?
Yeah, because I have more than 100 favorites. Because I love film. I love everything there is in film. I love animation mostly.
We never would have guessed.
Because a lot of the movies that are on my list, especially in the top 20 of them, are animated films. Because animation, I think, is an awesome piece of art.
Here I am having trouble just figuring out what my top five are. Jeez.
Oh, that's easy for me. I can give you off my top five off the top of my head, but I'm not.
Well, yeah. I can now that I made a list of it.
Same here. The only one of them isn't a Tim Burton film.
Let me guess. One of them is Batman.
No. No, it's not.
What?
It's not Charlie the Chocolate.
Yes, there's people out there that have different tastes in movies than you, B.
I know, it blows your mind, but...
What is this? I don't even...
What is this? Opinions! I don't know what you're talking about.
People have no right to opinions.
Only...
Exactly!
Right, moving on. Is that it for you, Tom? Or you got more?
Yeah, and on this show, I'm also going to be reviewing an oldie but goodie.
Awesome.
Yay!
I'm not going to make a comment because I could so say something mean right now.
I can always say it because I haven't described what the movie is, but here's a hint. It's a Disney movie!
Of course it is.
Is it Robin Hood?
No, it's not that, but I will say this. My favorite Disney movie ever. It's my favorite Disney movie ever, so shut up.
Is it Dougal?
That's not Disney, that's the Weinstein Company. And no, it's not that movie either, because one, I haven't seen it. Number two, I don't want to see it because I know that movie sucks ass.
Oh yeah, it does. It's a piece of shit.
Hey,
and whoever was in it.
Okay.
Especially Jon Stewart.
Probably one of the worst animated movies I've ever seen.
Oh yes.
No, the worst one would be Nim 2.
You have not seen Dougal.
I don't know. That's Titanic animated.
Oh God! Don't remind me.
Have you seen Nim 2, Megami?
Yes, I have actually.
I think we've all seen.
I feel so sorry for you.
No, actually, a lot of people haven't, and I've seen a lot of sequels. A lot. I've even seen Fox and the Hound too.
So have I.
I know that movie sucks too, but it's not as bad as Nim 2.
Which, it's not really a sequel, it's like a...
It's a prequel. It's a prequel.
It's a prequel that ends up being a sequel.
And then, like, it kind of makes you even feel sadder by the end of it, because it's like... I'm gonna spoil this movie, because you shouldn't even see this movie anyway. Like,
okay.
It's more of a friendship movie where the fox and hound get, like, a better bond. But then you go back to the original movie, and you're like, oh, fuck, they're gonna get separated because they're enemies and shit, so...
Nature.
Nature.
It should not be. It should have not been.
It actually, the pre-sequel thing, they actually have another term for that. It's called a midquel.
That's it.
No,
yeah.
No, that's more like Lion King 1.5 area, because that's really a midquel.
No, that one was supposed to be a tribute. There's a difference between a midquel and a tribute.
It was like a tribute and an alternate story of or something.
Well, actually, from what I've seen, and I have seen the movie, it's supposed to be a couple.
No, me too. It's just their own. It's their way of telling the story. Or
it's pretty much the same. Story.
Supposedly, if this really happened and how they affected it.
Yeah.
None of it really happened. None of it really happened. They were all on Shutter Island.
I like that movie.
I haven't seen it. Please don't spoil it for me.
I won't. Neither
am I.
Only Disney movie I have not seen is the third Cinderella movie.
Oh, please don't. I've seen number two.
I really want to see the third one because I heard the concept and it just made me laugh.
They made a second Cinderella movie?
Oh,
yeah, they did.
No, the second one's not even a sequel. It's about short stories.
It's an analogy.
It's about mice.
Hey, did you ever wonder what happened to Cinderella's stepsister? Not really.
No.
Well, we're going to tell you a story.
We kind of wish they got sodomized.
And one story's about the sister liking this baker, but she can't like her because the mother doesn't like him.
Oh, wait. I think I actually saw this.
So, I saw bits of pieces of
ash. Same here. I've seen the entire thing. In fact, I was forced to see that, and it was not pleasant.
I seriously would like to take a searing hot coal and burn out my eyes after watching it. It's like, at least I can't see that movie anymore. Okay.
Trust me, nothing is still as bad as Monster or Go-Go.
Okay. Moving on, since we just got off topic.
References I don't get.
V, your turn.
Okay, my week was complete and total crap. Want to hear the details?
No.
No.
Well, can I at least take the highlight of the low light at least?
Sum it up in three words.
Say the worst thing that happened to you.
Okay, that's what I was going to... Okay, so there was this spring day, it was on Thursday, which we at college referred to as free food day. Okay, I went up to get a burger, a nice good old burger. I bite into it, it's a veggie burger.
That was the worst
thing. Damn you, PETA!
It is to me. I hate vegetables.
I thought you were going down the line as you took a bite and you found like a band-aid on it or something.
Okay, okay.
Knowing that, I wouldn't have been surprised.
I've seen that happen in high school.
Oh yeah, me too.
But it's just like I'm not a vegetarian. Look, I respect vegetarians. I respect their views. Just don't force it on me. I want to eat a nice juicy burger made out of cows.
You can eat your tofu, just don't force it down my throat.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, really.
God, I've had tofu. That is bland.
I don't want to try it. It's basically eating nothing, right?
Yeah, pretty.
Okay. My thoughts on the issue. People need meat in their diets. Meat is good for you. It gives you protein.
Okay.
Well, I mean, some vegetables have protein, so you could just eat those.
Okay.
Well, true.
Science.
Okay, you know, like a kid. There's kids that sit there and try, like, eating paste for some freaking reason. I don't know why. it's like that, but for the grown-up world. That's what tofu is. That's what it tastes like.
I was the only kid that
didn't eat paste. I actually don't understand one thing. They say it's okay to eat chicken if you're a vegetarian.
Now, see, I don't understand that.
That's bullshit.
Not bullshit, I guess.
I know, right?
Okay, I can self-explain this. Because chicken
really
has less fat,
like those...
has the least amount of fat out of everything else. It is... chicken that has the least fat, so it is the safest.
But it's still technically a meat.
Yeah, no,
you're still eating a living creature.
That's
and
the
no, what
thing.
Really
like,
gets me is like those super vegetarians that don't even eat an apple unless it falls off the tree.
It's like the oxymoron of vegetables.
They have a different name, but I know what you're. No, it's those type. They're people that don't eat a face or eat something from a living thing.
They basically eat grass.
You eat wheat grass or something.
I wouldn't be surprised if they really did go out and eat grass.
Wheat grass? That's tasteless.
But that's the only thing you can eat that doesn't, affect your morals or whatever.
See, they eat wheat grass, but they toss on a lot of kids.
I don't have any morals. I like meat.
Yes, yummy.
Hooray!
I'd eat in front of a vegetarian if I could.
Aw, oh, that's mean.
Then again, we're all dicks, so, yeah.
No, my friends tell me I'm a douche.
There's a difference.
You don't need to go to them. You can get that right.
Yeah. wait. No, I think I'm a dick, and Big Daddy from the comics is a douche. I forget which.
Moving on.
I know. It was coming. It came up from an argument about Kick-Ass.
Oh my God.
Oh well.
Which I bet you didn't see, like Fat Man.
I saw it.
Please don't spoil it. I want to see it. I heard it's actually a comic movie. Which.
Yeah, but all the comic.
It's based on a comic, but they actually changed some things to make it better, because Crows was talking about the comic. And the way they changed it, I'm glad they changed certain things, because it doesn't make sense in the comic, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too. Especially when I heard Big Daddy's backstory, I was like, no. There's no way.
Yeah, exactly. Once you hear the
difference. Don't spoil the movie for the rest of us.
All I'm going to say is, once you hear the difference between the backstory in the comic and the movie, you'll appreciate the movie's version more.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick Cage, Big Daddy, amazing. Comic, no.
Okay, since we're on the subject of movies, I really have to ask this, involving the Aragorn movie. Who here has actually seen it?
I have.
No.
I stayed away.
I
heard it was based off a book.
Okay. Well, okay, I've read the book. I've seen the movie. It is better to watch the movie first, then read the book. Because if you read the book first, you're going to sit there and novel rage over this thing. Because one, cuts it off before it's supposed to. Two, they change...
Novel rage!
Yeah, novel rage!
My father read the books, and he said he was greatly disappointed at the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had that same thing with
the said, now I'm just imagining.
He said the only thing he liked in the movie was the dragon. And that's saying a lot.
Now I'm imagining your father with a still frame picture going, "Movie, I am disappointed."
Movie, I know from you.
He said I could have made a better one.
Well, actually, I have something to comment on this, because this similar thing happened to me. You know, seeing the movie before reading the book. You guys know that I like the movie Watership Down, right? Yes.
Right.
Sure. I don't. Now I know.
I
know
what
you have to battle.
Yeah. I saw the movie Watership Down before I started reading the book, and I'm currently reading the book right now, and to tell you the truth, the book's really good, to be honest with you. And because I wasn't disappointed with the movie, I thought the movie was absolutely brilliant. But to be fair, basically when you watch the movie and then you read the book, you're basically just doing the same thing. You know, because, well, a little has changed in the movie when it comes to the book. I can't really say too much on that, but it's true.
Okay, now...
That's sort of like with Shutter Island, since that was based on a book. And my dad actually enjoyed the movie version because he also read the book. But there are little differences. But it kind of works for both the medias.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we've gone over the week's events. What's next?
Well, after the week's events is all the updates. The abridging update.
Yeah!
We still have to fill in Vimo voices for V's thing. I have that secret project with some people. We'll just leave it at that. Uh-huh. And also, we have to do the rewrite for V's abridging.
Yes, we have to rewrite the script for Fist of the North Star Episode 1.
And find female voices. That's going to be a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
And then, since we have the abridging update, we got FATLPs. I got the first episode of The World Ends With You one rendered.
Actually, I have a bit of FATLP news.
Okay, may I finish? I
was going. Okay, you may go first.
What?
Yeah, you may go. Okay. You can go.
I have.
He was going.
I wanted to wait until after I was done talking, V. Well, okay, I have the episode rendered. I just got to give it to people so we can post-commentate. Megami, if you would like to join us, you can. It's completely up to you.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm just telling you now. The quality kind of suffered sound-wise on this one because what I was using, there was some lag with sound. So I'm going, from episodes from now on, I'm going to sit there and I have to really sound clusterfuck this thing.
Well, really, to be fair, the only thing the music-wise you care about in The World Ends With You is the music.
Well, actually, what I care is I like some of the lines they say that you actually hear.
They barely say lines, though.
I know. I have like all the sounds they say on my laptop right now. Which is
you could honestly fit all the lines that they say it really like real lines on a post-it note.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe a whole stack of post-it notes. That's about it. Moving on, Ghost project he's doing, which he's having technical difficulties with, and I have so far the one after The World Ends With You and somewhat one to follow planned from that point. Now, V, what the hell do you have planned?
Okay, remember how I said I was going to do Balloons Tower Defense 4 for FATLP Mini?
Oh, yeah.
I was practicing today for doing the hardest track on the hardest difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a while, but I'm definitely going to work on it.
You better, or else. All right.
I have to defeat those balloons. They're out to get me.
Wow.
I'm going to put out more bloopers tomorrow.
Yes!
I know. I felt bad because a lot of people were asking for them, so...
I always love those bloopers. I always love seeing how Eric fails.
I think I have there's actually a lot of bunny fails in the next, Chris Rick's fails in this bloopers.
The gasp.
I know, she barely messes up.
Unless she's sick. Oh, I remember that.
Okay.
Good times.
The only thing I have left, or at least the only thing left to be said, is the personal updates, which...
I have.
Yeah, you have that one for the FATLPs, duh. I'm losing my mind.
I have. I'm jumping up and down over here. It's not good with my head wound, but I'm doing it.
Ghost all the way in the back.
Speak up!
I'm sorry, I was being quiet because it's dark in my room, and I think it's dark outside because of it, and that makes me think I need to be quiet because of my neighbors.
Oh, baby, it's dark outside.
Don't even.
Hey, don't sing. Don't sing. Don't make me start singing.
All right, guys.
You don't want that.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Moving on.
All right. I have my my Moemon videos that I'm gonna be putting up on FATLPs, and I'm gonna still continue Metroid. I guess I'm gonna be doing. I'm gonna have it on both, this channel and the new channel, that we're not gonna mention. But I guess we'll be doing separate commentary.
Well, kind of yeah, because unless you want to try
that,
to get
that'll because. I don't want to do this solo, and I don't want to cause a fight. So, I'll be doing separate commentary for each video. And, you know, uploading them to the different channels.
Just make sure you have, you know, which one is which, because if you start getting my commentary on their channel, they're going to get pissed.
I'll do that on April Fool's next year, but, yeah. But other than that...
Can I say it now? Can I say this now?
No. What?
Who's that Moemon?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I should have seen it.
I knew
obvious
it was
joke
coming.
Is obvious.
I knew it.
Yeah, and the obvious joke was terrible, to be honest.
Hey, no more. No
obvious
more.
Tom is loud.
Okay. Nothing right. Left is... is that it, Ghost?
It should be.
Does anyone else have any TLPs that I don't know about that's sniping in at the moment? Apparently
not. Awkward silence.
Tom Mog, Dragoon Cheetah that adds out of nowhere. Nobody. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Okay,
again?
It's a channel that I pretty much own. It's kind of like pretty much a lot of people let's play on it. Just the only constant thing is I'm always in it because it's my channel type of thing. But it's like
except for that one Pikmin one that from those people we won't mention.
And the review, but I did help write that, so that's why it's still on there. I mean, I'm not going to be a dick and remove that stuff.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Indeed.
Or a total one, at least.
Moving on. Personal updates.
On.
What?
What's personal events?
Oh, personal updates. Personal things like projects and all that crap.
Projects Runaway.
Okay. I'm actually... I've been swamped with work, but I've been working on the next song for my album. I believe I'm up to 5 right now total. Hold on.
Five time.
Yeah, five. I think I'm not gonna look at it right now. Fuck that shit. For those that don't remember what it's called Attack of the Fatty Funk.
Awesome. Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
You just needed Attack with the Fatty in there, Dad.
Oh, that's why. Funk. So they at least survived to listen to the music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Their shields can't deflect fat of that magnitude. Sorry, Fat
I
Man.
I knew that comment was coming, too. If you didn't make it, I would. Okay,
this joke is
it's okay,
obvious.
Fat Man. We'll get you become the Katamari for the next Katamari game.
Na, 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 na. Okay.
Just rolling Fat Man around, rolling up buildings.
And all you hear is Jelly Roll like a 24. Okay.
Dude, no. I would play that game so hard. It's not even funny.
Same here. I love Katamari.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be Katamari.
Katamari Fat Man.
What would it be called? It would be called Katamari DeFatty.
The only problem is that you'd still be overruled by the most awesome character in the entire series, the King.
The King.
The King of all cosmos. Dun, dun, ba, ba, dun, 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 dun,
okay, moving on. Let's go on to PBS Man.
Okay, I definitely got the fanfic. Where was it? Where did I put it? Oh crap, don't tell me I X'd out of it.
You sat on it.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no, I got it. Okay. Totally winks. You're totally gonna die from this.
Oh, God.
Welcome to... Oh, God damn it. Let me do my intro. Alright.
But I know my computer will explode out of this.
Oh, God. This is not gonna be pleasant, folks. This is not gonna...
I'm totally moving my hands in a villainous fashion.
Prepare.
Alright.
Lovely.
And if I had soap, I'd be washing my hands.
All right, I'm gonna do this in my normal voice, unlike the last one. All right.
Because it's gonna take way too long.
Yeah. Disclaimer: I do not own the Winx Club or any of its characters.
Okay, you're just doing the first chapter.
God, Winx Club.
Oh yeah.
No, get this. The title is totally Winx, so that means it's a totally spies Winx Club. It's so bad.
Aww.
All right.
Why do people know about these things?
Hey, I only know about Totally Spies because I was a perverted middle school kid.
Oh, great. That explains
I watched
lot.
That. I watched that for no apparent reason because there was nothing else on.
I did too, that's the thing.
Yeah, we're a bunch of sad people.
Alright. Chapter 1. The night was dark, and the only light in the now deserted museum was the moonlight shining.
Now shiny coin, right?
What the hell is going on in the background?
Megami's cousin objects to this fanfic.
No, that would be my laptop ejecting to that fanfic saying, congratulations, you won it. Sucking.
Alright.
Sorry, I totally gotta go help Shotaro fight some dopants. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Get back here.
Somewhere else.
Meanwhile, later that day.
Chapter 1. The night was dark, and the only light in the now deserted museum was the moonlight shining through the windows and the occasional sweep of the Nightman's flashlight.
The Nightman's flashlight?
Is that what they're called?
No, they're called guards.
But apparently...
Guards, take this bad story away.
Nightman's flashlights.
It could be called Nightman.
Yes, it's the new superhero that affects every museum.
It's the new Mega Man villain, Nightman.
Damn it, if I do that...
Screen goes black, now I can't see what he
said. Set up the tune.
Anyway, moving on.
Hiding amongst the shadows, four slim figures stealthily made their way through the museum's empty halls. They each wore a black bodysuit, along with knee-high black boots and black gloves that reached their elbows and metallic utility belts with a T-buckle.
What was the point of dressing all black?
If they're going to wear shiny belt buckles, why wear
it? It's reflecting their dark souls.
No, it's Bondage Barbie. That's what it is.
Because they didn't think it was dark enough for them to not see them.
It's like they wore black everything except for the shiny thing that glowed from them. I mean, it's like, okay, there's no point of doing that then.
Parents, are you?
They slowly make.
Let him finish.
Let me continue. They slowly made their way into a large room with several Greek-style columns. Two of them stood by the door while the others carefully made their way across the room.
To the ladies' room.
Wow, for a spy thing, this is kind of boring.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Oh, well, remember, this is also a Winx Club.
It's Twilight blush, you know?
Remember, this is totally Winx, not totally spies.
So people should be flying, shouldn't they?
And also, shouldn't there be a laser protection stopping them?
You think the writer actually had that much of a clue to think?
This must be the Natural History Museum. Nobody cares about stealing shit from there.
No, this is night of the. This is the night of the.
This
museum.
Is the middle finger to logic, okay?
This is the night of the museum, but they're all taking a coffee break.
Nobody robs museums.
Nobody cares about history.
And anything, isn't most of the stuff in museums like fake? Because they don't want the real thing there.
Yep.
In case people steal them.
Just on the off chance.
We're not even through like a fourth of chapter one of four, and we're already fighting.
Moving on. I'm gonna think of a new name for this segment, okay?
Bitch about fanfics.com.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them turned behind one of the columns' head, stretched out as if he were searching for someone, only to be pushed back into one of the columns where he hit his head and was knocked out.
Oh wait, these are guys.
Startled.
Apparently.
I thought they were girls. I thought this was totally spies.
Totally Winx, remember? And now I'm confused too. I didn't read this. I'm just posting it because the title alone makes it look bad.
Startled. His partner turned to see a slim female figure step out from behind one of the columns, but it was too dark to see anything clearly.
I am so confused.
You know they're female, but it's too dark to know anything else.
No, it's a fembot from The Spy Who Shagged Me now. That's what it is.
I have a very bad feeling that this...
Ta-ta guns!
How did I miss those, baby?
Moving on.
Alright, that's enough of those jokes. He focused his night vision glasses only to see the figure raise an oval-shaped perfume bottle before he smelled something floral and everything went dark, baby.
So he didn't see anything despite having night vision glasses, not goggles, glasses. So why did he not see anything before? Logic!
Again, it's the middle finger to logic.
Clearly.
So dark, night vision doesn't work.
Jab! Said a voice from the door, definitely female. She stood half hidden in the darkness, leaning against the door frame. Two black-clad figures.
How many dark people are there in this? I can't even tell how many people are in the room. First she said four.
They're wearing all black. Everyone's wearing all black.
First they said four, and then they said there was another person, and now there's two more. So now, like, what's going on?
We're on the wrong side of the track.
Again. It's either that everyone is cloaked in black right now, or the author's just trying to be totally racist.
No, we're on the
wrong side of the tracks. They're all dark people.
We're talking about how people are just randomly appearing.
Oh, see, here's how it's going. There is a giant convention next door of black latex wearing people. They just end up migrating over here one at a time, maybe two.
Wait. Keep reading, because I want to know why the hell they're even in here. They didn't even tell us what they're even stealing.
All right. The other girl smiled as she pulled out a green compact
from her
and flipped it open.
From
the mirror
cleavage?
Somewhere.
No, from her Batman utility belt.
The mirror and makeup tray slid aside to reveal a mini computer. She pressed a button and held it up like a phone.
You stole that from Mercury.
Mission accomplished! It's just like what we thought. What mission? Well done, agents, came a stern voice. Your teammates have the others. The police have arrived to apprehend them. Regroup and return to base. You heard her, she said, flipping the compact shut. And the two of them went to meet up with the rest of their team.
What mission?
Yeah, wait, what mission? What happened?
What mission? And what the fuck?
Why weren't they a Greek thing? Were they stealing something? Or they the good?
Were they stealing something, or did they stop the people from stealing?
I think we're stopping the people from stealing, apparently.
It's just the first paragraph, and already it makes no sense.
It's the first paragraph of an epic run-on sentence.
That went well, said a woman with a stern look on her face. She was standing in a large enclosed circular room in front of a large screen. The rest of the room had several smaller screens and other machinery manned by several girls. I'm over that joke.
What?
I was gonna make a joke on that.
No, just
but
go on.
I,
move.
You know what? Fuck it.
Change places.
No, I mean I don't understand your scenery.
Never mind. She was a brunette with straight hair who wore glasses along with navy blue, smoky blue, and red sailor type dress and blue shoes.
Oh God.
Nate, what's smoky blue?
They're set on fire.
I think it's something that you might see in the movie Platoon. I don't know.
I'm sorry, that's the first time I've heard smoky blue.
No, it's one of those little smoke cherry bombs you chuck into toilets and go boom.
I mean, I'm an art student. I've never heard that color.
Well, it's when you completely mix bullshit with blue.
It's a custom color.
It's like racist red.
You gotta play with
carbon monoxide yellow.
Yeah, perhaps an older woman seated at a desk in the very centre. I'm serious.
At the very centre of the room.
Yeah, it's supposed to be center of the room.
Our first misspelling.
Her hair was piled in an odd shape at the top of her head.
Okay.
Her dark.
Not gonna explain the odd shape at all. Is this person?
Semicolon. Her dark purplish blue eyes were clearly visible. It's called indigo, dumbass. visible over glasses, which she wore just above her nose. She was dressed in a dark.
Instead of her mouth.
Yeah. She was dressed in a dark purple high-collared top with a red jewel with long sleeves with ruffles in a lighter shade of purple. Which
we get it. She's rich. God, move on.
She's the world's richest student.
She really likes purple.
And S pair of dark purple shoes and...
Oh my God, this is like the longest description of what someone was wearing I've ever heard.
I know!
Trust me, Megami, this is still My Immortal. That was still pretty long and stupid.
I actually don't understand what she's wearing after that whole entire description.
All I can imagine just from this description, she is the world's richest, snootiest, freaking vibrant pal.
This is a purple.
I think you guys are going to love this question. You're going to love this question. This is what the person says. Is something the matter, directress?
Okay. I gotta say this. This person makes my writing look like it's perfect literature.
I don't know about that.
You actually
my writing looks like it was something that Brian Jakes, the author of Redwall, would write.
I don't know, Fat Man.
I like Redwall.
So do I.
One spelling error so far. We would have come into like 10 if it was your writing, Fat Man.
I even watched the show, and they did a great job with that.
Yes, they did. I love the series in general. Now, anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Okay. I don't know. Redwall sounds way more interesting to talk about than this.
True.
Yeah, actually, I'll go with that. I vote Redwall. Who else?
Who cares?
We'll talk about that after the fanfic. It gets hilarious. It gets more hilarious.
Okay.
I'm not sure, Griselda.
That's
something
not a
about
name.
Yeah. Something about Trix, as it was spelled like it was the General Mills cereal. Attempting petty thievery just doesn't seem right.
Silly but rabbits, robberies are for Lex Luthor.
Silly rabbits, yeah. Thieves are for kids.
But there, which is spelled T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E, wrong there, Trix, T-R-I-X, surely nothing is beneath them.
What the
said
hell
a long
saying?
Red-haired girl wearing a dark blue-colored bodysuit who was manning one of the computers. Ooh. Redundancy!
Enough of the description. Jeez, just say there's a girl there.
Okay!
There's a girl,
yeah.
There's a girl. Bingo, Gatsy, don't want Johnny. Take your shoe off, switch in. That's the fucking game.
She's wearing a navy blue suit with ruffles on her collar and a jewel, and I can't forget to explain the earrings that she's wearing. I don't care.
I mean, honestly, at this point, you should say she's wearing a blue shirt, blue pants, and she has earrings. Bingo, done.
Did I mention she has purple eyes? Because I have to mention.
Wow, the camera's like zooming in. Is that
her? Actually, the story says bluish, purplish, which is really indigo. All right. They are devious enough to do anything that is true, but never without a purpose. What about money? Asks a long, blonde-haired girl wearing a similar suit in green. Money has never been an issue to them. Power and control is what they want. She forgot a period.
What are they talking about? We don't even know what they're talking about.
She forgets the periods at the end. Like, whenever she ends, like, quotations, there's no periods at the end of them. She's forgetting I'm guessing this is a girl, because it has to be. Is forgetting, like, periods at the end of every single quotation. I am raging at this right now because I am a writer.
This makes the story in Quest for Camelot more believable and Oscar-worthy.
No, I actually think I honestly think that the actual Totally Spies is a little bit better than this. Not by much, but a little bit better.
I'm just raging at the fact that I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, they're talking about some organization, but I don't know that because they're not telling me who they're fighting against.
It's like you're watching, you just pick a random anime and you put an episode right in the middle, you start watching. You don't
know shit. They're just talking about money and stuff.
Like,
I don't know.
At least explain where part of the story you're in. At least in my crappy fanfics, I tell, hey, this is after this arc happened, but before this arc happened.
How about give me the name of the evil organization they're fighting, because I don't know who they're fighting.
It's evil organization X to be named later.
It's apparently right. Trix.
Alright, let's just say it's Nazi Germany, okay? Alright.
Is Trix the evil organization?
We're guessing.
Apparently.
We're guessing at this.
What does that stand for?
Trix, I think General Mills owns a terrible...
I know. Terminating, racist, insensitive...
extremists.
Yes, perfect.
I was going to say X-Men.
Thank you. There has to be some explanation, Griselda. Yes. Have someone find out what exactly was on display in the museum, and if there have been... other similar attempts that we didn't know now about or have overlooked as petty thievery, see if you can connect the exhibits. Also, make arrangements for someone to interrogate the thieves, see if they know anything.
Okay,
I'll be in my office if you need me.
I think I understand. They're trying to figure out why these thieves went to a museum, because there's nothing good to steal at a museum, so they're questioning them.
Well, at least now we know, I assume we know that the people...
Yeah, I'm just assuming. I don't even know if this is right.
And we all know what happens when you assume.
Don't look for meaning where there is none.
With that, the older woman rose and left. Eleanor, Priscilla, you heard the... directress, find out everything you can.
There was no punctuation there.
Yes.
I stayed by my comment earlier.
Yeah, now I'm starting to agree with you. At least you put periods in, fat man.
Yes, ma'am. Instead of adding one, instead of adding two A's in ma'am, they added one. They said together and turned back to their stations. Cornelia contacted the police department at once and get one of the senior agents down there as soon as possible. Yes, ma'am, again, with the misspelling. She said and immediately got to work.
And that S should have been capitalized, because technically it should have been after a sentence.
What is this? Is this, like, Winx Club character? I don't know anything about these people, but is this the Winx Club characters
like
as...
It sounds like it's Totally Spies, because there's not one magical thing I've heard of.
Because Winx actually does not get mentioned in, like, six more lines? Because,
I mean, if this was Winx, there'd be lasers and, like, fairy powder everywhere. I mean, there's...
It's fantasy!
An idiocy! More idiocy than this!
Unless That would be the case unless it was like the Winx Club characters as totally spies instead of.
I think this is. I think that
would make them more useless because they didn't do anything.
Actually, I kind of have something to say about Winx. I have something to say about Winx Club before we go on here. Winx Club was originally from another country. It's just four kids completely fucked up the entire show.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, it's one of those it's one of those European countries that's trying to make animes like Huntic or Witch. Oh, yeah.
You could have stopped the sentence at four kids, and
yeah, we would have perfectly understood.
This was from
another
country.
I'm so mad
country,
at but... four kids for One Piece.
Okay. Here's what four kids need to do. Four kids needs to do their own show, not take some of these good shows and clusterfuck them to hell. No.
It's too late because four kids is basically dying. They can't really recover after this.
Yeah, they have cancer. They're dying from cancer.
The thing is, they're dying.
The only thing I've seen them do right was the end of the Madarax saga in Sonic X.
Yeah,
that was it.
The sad thing is, 4Kids is dying because of piracy and not because they suck.
I'm sorry. No.
No, no. Trust me.
Do not blame piracy for 4Kids. 4Kids does not do anything good.
No.
No, I'm not saying they do stuff good. I'm saying the sad thing is they suck, yes. But the sad thing is the reason they're dying is not because they suck, but because of piracy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Ghost.
It is.
Okay. What shows are people piracing that are on 4Kids? Yes,
Sonic X.
Sonic X and...
No offense, but Sonic X sucks.
I know it does, but I'm sure people are dumb enough to try and rip down.
Well, kids doesn't own One Piece anymore, so.
Funimation does, and they do a better job.
Oh, you're right.
Okay.
So.
You can take your argument, Ghost, and you can.
All right, let's continue.
Hold on. Before we continue, yeah. I gotta say this. The only thing 4Kids does is make really catchy freaking theme songs that get stuck in your head and you want to kill yourself.
Can we just finish this so we don't like overclock on just complaining?
Can we drop entirely because it's terrible?
At least let him finish the chapter.
Let's finish the chapter because it gets more stupider.
Yeah, we'll just save
chapter next. Well, came from a high crackling voice from the screen.
Well, after 10,000 years, I'm free.
Two figures were sitting at an oval table on a platform in a small, dark, enclosed room in front of a large screen. On the screen was an image of the silhouettes of three elderly women wearing long robes.
There's a lot of women in here.
Yes.
I have a feeling
they
can
only be
women.
Pulled apart by the varying styles of their long hair. Did you acquire what was asked of you? Asked the one on the right. I'm afraid we did not, my mistress. Answered the man sitting to the left of the table. Finally, a man's in here. He has a tall, well-built man wearing a reddish
He has a tall, well-built man wearing a red brown suit on him. He's that man.
He had an evil bird-like face and red eyes.
I didn't know you could wear men.
You have a lot to learn then.
You're capable.
It rubs the lotion on the skin or else it gets
Let me finish.
Oh.
God damn it, let's not overclock here.
I've got something to say about that when Tom's done.
Alright, let's finish the entire story. No more interruptions. Another failure. Hiss the one to the left. It seems like the three of you are no longer capable of continuing as the leader of tricks.
Holy shit, you were right.
These names are terrible.
Forgive us, my ladies. He is taking care of the problem as we speak. Is that the woman sitting in the center, glancing at the chair, bowing her head? She had purple and green hair that pulled back a fucking...
Wow, what's with purple?
Her dark purple eyes were highlighted by the dark makeup she wore.
This girl really likes purple.
Her long dress was murky green with sleeves that almost covered her hands. I suppose Winx is the reason... Or failure.
I don't want
it. Said in the one in the middle in a voice that shivers down everyone's spines. What the hell is going on?
Oh, okay, so Winx is the good guys and Trix is the bad guys.
So it would seem.
Okay. Yes, my lady, said the man. I see. Perhaps it's time we took our enemies more seriously and step up our R as an A-R-E game a little. What say you, sisters?
An excellent idea. We shall destroy them.
Darker, I presume your greatest creations will be
Darkar.
No. Darkar, whatever.
Wait, give her a Russian accent just for glass.
We don't know who Darkar is because they don't say Darkar said this or Darkar did not say that.
Yeah, this person is just throwing random names. I have no idea. I
who's
can't remember
what?
Anybody's name.
Who's
and Mandragora, your finest specimen, will be at our call.
Mandragora, what the fuck is that?
Next to Cockatrice. Cockatrice, go do that.
These names are terrible.
As you wish. Very well, then. We will continue this another time, at which Baltor's absence will not be excused. The screen fizzled, and the image disappeared. Darkar stood up and marched out of the room. Mandragora rose slowly and turned to leave where the screen lit up, and a single silhouette was visible. Mandragora, a moment. The four captured thieves rode in the police van in silence, each looking down at their cuffed hands. Going to prison was not what they were afraid of. They had just failed the tricks, the consequences of which would be drastic. One of them looked up and saw a black Mercedes following them through the window and nudged the others. They all looked up and saw the glint of swaying yellow light before their eyes went wide, and their heads dropped once again. What, they have their heads cut off or something?
There was no transition at all.
No, okay. Yeah. We're in a horrible
this is the author's
time.
Note. This is the author's note. So there's the first chapter. I really hope it turned out okay. It didn't. Please do let me know if you liked it, especially if you didn't, and most importantly, if I should continue, like I said, this started out as a story from my cousin who loves the Wings Club but wanted to hear something different. Oh, and please do let me know about the whole powers thing. Please review. Here's my review. This fucking thing sucks.
Wait, does the person not even know the powers of the people in the show?
Apparently not.
I guess.
No, but there's a link that says review of this chapter.
No. She knows the powers. She knows the power of purple.
Yes, the power of purple, which is only stopped by stopped by the power of heart.
My favorite character was Mandragora.
Mandragora.
That's terrible.
I am Darkar. I only have like one letter now.
Like, you gotta go to the next chapter, save it, because we just gotta continue reading this on next week's show.
Okay, I have a thing to say. You know how you made that Silence of the Lambs quote earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, Gladys. that guy's name is Ted Levine. Does anybody watch Monk?
I do.
No.
Okay.
I watch a little.
No.
Leland Stottlemyre is the guy making a dress out of people dancing around with his dick tucked between his legs. That's the guy. That's the same fucking guy.
That's creepy.
That is creepy.
Wah, wah, wah. Anyway. We talk about off-topic random stuff, right?
Yes.
Like we have been?
Go!
Only now!
Yeah, in fact, just a while ago,
we were talking.
You know,
things.
I mentioned Redwall, and Megami, you also liked Redwall.
Yes. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I would love to get, Do they have box sets for
that? They have the episodes on YouTube.
Okay, somebody...
Like, I want the box sets.
Okay, someone explain the premise of the show. I'll see if I like it.
It's a thing with a mouse, I know.
Alright, It's not just about a mouse. I'll explain it since I read the fucking book four times now.
I don't know, it doesn't sound like it has enough Kamen Rider.
Shut up. Alright, the story is about a mouse that's about to become, you know, a real member of Redwall, which it actually... Alright, to sum it up, this is just basically a combination of an animal story and the Lord of the Rings.
Think of it as everybody saw Disney's Robin Hood, right? With the fox and stuff like that.
Love that movie to death.
Think of it that way, but a bit more serious, and it was in the Middle Ages time. Most of the characters are mice,
okay.
Not like foxes.
I don't know why, but I want to make this reference. One berry to rule them all.
Right.
Wonderful. And people die in there too, actually.
Yeah.
People yeah, die and in fact, some of the stuff described in the book was pretty damn graphic.
And I'm very surprised they kept certain things in the animated thing, because, I mean, it was a kid's show. It was on, like, PBS.
Look, yeah, okay, hold on. Okay, the whole thing with the kid's show. Think of it this way. The old kid's show, those are graphic as hell, and you'd be surprised what... Nowadays, they would be instantly R.
Nowadays. Yeah, I know.
Or PG, or 14, depending
Red
on the
Ball, two. Red Ball would be something Adult Swim couldn't even show.
Actually, the TV show itself, and I've seen episodes of this. It's the TV show is really not that graphic. The books are way more graphic than the animated series. I mean, what you're looking at, and the show got a TVY7 rating on PBS, and I could really understand that because there's some fantasy violence in that show, and I mean, like, there's punching, there's sword fighting, everything like that.
Yeah, the books are more graphic, but they did a pretty good job showing enough.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you know we got like Nelvana, the company that's responsible for God, I forgot what they did. But I recognize the company. Nelvana, they do a lot of PBS's educational programming and kids programming, and Redwall itself is basically their most serious series yet.
I have to check it out.
That's too serious for me.
Yeah, you guys should check it out though. Okay. It's actually a
since really we.
Here, I'll link you guys to the first episode.
I can find it. Don't worry, I can find anything using the internet.
Yeah, I found something. Something really hard to freaking find. Fist of North Star, unsubbed.
Yeah! Oh, wow. God, yes!
So we can do our Brit series of it. Oh.
Yeah, we just gotta get female voice actors.
I know.
And I know what he wants to do, but he will hold himself back to do it.
Yeah, good luck finding female voice actors.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could, like, do you know anybody that...
Ghost, this is why you're not a part of the Abridged series. You do the obvious things.
Do you know anybody that could, like, lead us to a voice acting area that we could find people in?
Or could you, like, point people that need roles or something? I'm sorry. Just, we're kind of desperate on this one.
Aww. I was making a joke. You guys are, yeah.
Because I didn't want to ask her. I was all like,
I'm not asking her to be a voice actor. I'm asking her to find somebody to take us to a place where voice actors are.
Well, I mean, I'm friends with a lot of.
Well, I kind of figured that. But...
I'm friends with a lot of female VAs, so I mean, I can help you with that if you need.
That is one of them, Lily Livers.
No, I never heard that.
Ha! She's really famous on the internet. Look her up.
Okie dokie.
Oh, well, apparently not famous enough for Megami to hear.
Oh, smack.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, I've never heard of Megami till I got in with you guys.
That is a crime.
I've actually heard of her, but I wasn't really familiar with, honestly. No offense, Megami. I do think you're a great
person. No, none taken at all.
It's like I was the one who suggested you, and I'm apparently the only one who even heard of you in the podcast.
No, I heard of her. I just didn't know.
Well, that actually watches her stuff.
Okay. I watched it, but I just... I wasn't part of the podcast, but I watched it. I found her during that whole War of the Abridged series thing.
Oh,
which just went nowhere. It just
that was
ended.
Stupid.
It was. Yeah, and all this build
totally,
up for
we
like.
All, we all know who the real abridging overlord should have been. Overlord Zeta. Overlord Zeta.
That was ridiculous.
So, this is completely off topic, but I might be getting to see Iron Man 2 on Thursday, the day before it comes
out. You fucker!
You
oh, what, like a pre-screening?
Yeah.
You son of a
like
bitch.
Bootlegging.
No, actual pre-screening in a theater already. And everything.
Virtual high five!
High five.
No.
Well, okay, so you're going to see... So, it's not like a big deal. I'm going to see it on Friday, too. Guess what? It doesn't matter if I wasn't going to see it... Because I'm not going to have school on Friday, so I'm not going to have to wait through anything. I can see it whenever I want on Friday.
Grats.
I can see it on midnight if I wanted to.
Okay.
I'm seeing it the day before.
That doesn't mean you're special.
Yes, it does. He's more special than you.
It's also my birthday, so...
Oh, well, now don't you feel extra special?
Ow. I do. It gives me the warm fuzzies.
Okay, since we're kind of like going off topic, I actually kind of wanted to bring up something since Ghost brought up the whole Adult Swim thing. What's everyone's thought of when they brought back Pee-wee's Playhouse?
They brought back Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah, for a while they had
what?
They brought it back because of reasons I'll explain here in a moment, but they brought it back to...
One word.
Well, hey,
one
kids! I'm back, even though I completely shouldn't be on because I slacked off in public. Oh!
No, I can explain why it came back.
Before you do, I actually have one abbreviation to say about this.
What?
LSD.
Yeah.
I think we all know that's what that show was made on.
No.
Come on,
No, it was LSD.
Pull yourself up, I think.
A jack. That's what it was. Don't deny it.
Oh, see, that's why I never saw the Playhouse. I never had jack with my LSD.
Sorry, but I can't watch Pee-wee's Playhouse now that I know that Cowboy Curtis becomes Morpheus.
Oh my god.
Everybody's gonna watch the Matrix now and just think, Cowboy Curtis.
Oh my god.
Because we definitely know...
Don't you mean zombie?
We definitely know that Pee-wee took the blue pill.
Make a high, make a honey ho!
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll explain why. When originally Pee-wee's Playhouse was being shown on the web, I believe Cartoon Network had the license at it for the time. But when the whole instance happened, they cut off the contract at that point, or at least stopped sharing it. But in the license or in the contract itself, it said it had to be shown for only so long. So what Cartoon Network did to avoid a giant lawsuit from Pee-wee Herman was show the rest of it so it fulfilled the rest of the contract and then it off the air. So the only reason it came back was just so Cartoon Network could avoid getting a lawsuit right up the ass.
There was a thing. It was a public service announcement, like an anti-drug thing. Mm-hmm. It was
yes.
Pee-wee freaking Herman talking about how you shouldn't do crack.
But for some reason, I just want to
get crack.
For some reason, I just want to get someone that could do Pee-wee's voice and just like completely redub that.
This is crack.
Crack cocaine.
And I do it every day through the eye.
And I do it.
I'm sorry, but I wonder if anyone actually knew about that before Nostalgia Critic.
Oh, I knew about
it. I never knew until when I saw it.
There was so many of those public service announcements that I did not know about.
Okay. What about the whole snake one? If anyone saw it.
No, I never saw that.
That one was very freaky.
No, you know what I think about public service announcement? You want to know what I think about that public service announcement movie that George Bush did, that Nostalgia Critic talked about, that one with all the cartoons?
Oh yeah, I remember.
Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue.
Yeah, okay, here's my view of it. If they had gotten Optimus Prime to get into that, the kids would have just stopped smoking. Because I'm telling you right now, if a giant Mack truck robot told you to stop smoking, I'm pretty sure you would want to listen.
Dude, I used to ride around in a truck that was exactly the Mack truck that Optimus Prime was from way back.
Okay. Oh, hold on. I gotta say this. If they got... It would be even more awesome if they, instead of the smoke guy, you got Megatron.
No, yeah, because everyone wants to listen to the bad guy, kids. When the terrorist tells you to not smoke drugs, you should do it.
But hey, do I look like the kind of guy that would do that to a kid like you?
You have filled me last time. Smoke.
I think our random has killed Megami.
No, no,
killed
she,
Megami.
No, she had to go for a few moments. She'll be
back. Oh.
She had to take a break. I don't blame her.
Our awesome. This
I had
was
to take a break.
I'm
in it back there again.
Did you just say what too awesome? Did you just say what too awesome for her? Because if you did,
V, chill out.
I know.
Just remember,
I had to take a break too. So see, and I like.
Yeah,
being...
but that's because we were reading a god awful fanfic.
But it was funny.
Funny as hell.
It's also because I had to take a wicked yes. And if anyone gets that reference, then. Thank you.
Oh, I actually think I might get it. I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. It shouldn't be. considering what the subject is, but
what was it from?
No, it's not from Wichow.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Ghost, what's it from?
Family Guy.
Oh!
No, I think I just made up on Wichow.
I knew it was from something I knew.
Yeah.
I get it, because Peter doesn't understand French, and French, yes, is wee-wee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now that we're back, now that we've explained the obvious joke.
Well, no, because I was trying to remember.
I have a question, V.
What?
You were on Wichow once?
No,
we had...
We had Cy and
Kaylin on our show.
Well, Kaylin was the ass end.
Well, because Kaylin kind of came in last. He was actually originally supposed to be the main person for it, but Cy was the second thought, but Cy came on first, so, yeah.
Wait.
Cy, the one who owns Wichow, was the second banana. That's pretty banana. Logic there, banana. Batman.
Bananas. No, so you're telling me there's two V fanatics? Oh my fucking god.
What? Did someone steal my name?
I don't know, apparently.
Motherfucker!
Apparently there's two of you because there was a V fanatic on the old episodes of Wichow.
Oh, they might have just mentioned me.
No, you were on, or
no,
someone
they might have mentioned me from, like, the chat.
Or it could be the one they had, like, people call in.
This was before the... Yeah, this was when they had people call in when they first got Shannon on there.
No, because I started watching them after Shannon.
I've been around since, way before.
Episode
was
one.
Watching. I think around...
There's another one.
I was...
There, too.
Okay, it's obvious. It's obvious what this... okay, it's obvious. That V-Fanatic is really the dark V-Fanatic, and is posing as me. See, it's just like in Kamen Rider Kabuto. This is the evil version of me who's, like, totally acts nice, but is actually an illist.
Does he have a goatee?
No. See, yeah, we need to watch Kabuto to understand. So this definitely means that I gotta become... I really do have to become Kamen Rider Gatak.
Okay.
Or maybe you're the dark one.
No.
Okay, hold on.
Everyone, check him for a mustache. Mustache check.
Wait.
My mustache is white, actually. So I'm not evil, because it's actually the color of good.
But you have a mustache that makes
but
you
it's white.
Ghost.
But you have a mustache.
Okay,
but it's white.
Okay, hold on, Ghost. I gotta bring this up because you just...
My mustache is a white lantern.
Shut up, pig. Okay, Ghost, I think I brought this up to you about the whole mother mistaking me for her child thing.
What happened?
Oh my god.
Okay. I was going...
I don't even want to know.
Oh, this is just great because the way I think here. Okay, I was going in, dealing with laundry, common thing. I was sitting there doing the laundry, and then some woman completely stopped me. Yeah, and we're talking about an incident that happened with me. Okay, the mother kind of stopped me, and she told me that I look exactly like her son, with the hair, the beard, the glasses, the face structure, and the outfit I was wearing.
What?
I'm not kidding this.
Body double.
Yeah, body double. Two thoughts went across my mind. One was the fact that it's like, wow, there's another fat man out there. Second one crossed my mind is like, now I have a food eating rival.
You will never have a food eating rival, fat man.
Yeah, me.
No, Ghost. No.
Ghost, you're skinnier than a mofo.
Yeah, I know, but I
That's
can eat.
That's why
he's
like, a ghost.
I can eat like mofo too.
Whatever
so.
You eat.
See. See, you all have to realize, Fat Man is really the fatness inside of us. We would all actually be fatter if it wasn't for Fat Man.
You could not handle fatness of this magnitude. This is why I'm here.
We would all be 100 pounds heavier if it was not for Fat Man. Every single being on this planet.
Okay, but... Ghost, if you want to be close to me, you have to eat a 4-pound burger under 13 minutes.
In under 13 minutes.
Yeah, he did it.
I did it. And I've done it.
I accept.
See, this is what this is why we wanted to see if Sailor Moon if Red Sailor Moon could defeat Fat Man.
Oh no, see, I can't do it because I'm a girl and I don't eat that much. But Serena can because she has an endless pit.
It sounds like a challenge.
Yes. I wonder if they could both eat the Taco Town taco.
Fat man.
What?
Not only can Serena do that, but she can keep her shape as an anime character. Because anime characters don't get... Well, now they do, but back then, there was no such thing as a fat anime character.
Yeah, which makes me... Curse you, old anime rules!
Because this as all people know, all people are nice and skinny.
Except for that really dorky fat kid that's always hiding in the corner, really right out of frame.
Except for that fat kid that Serena knew, and they just dropped in about 5 episodes.
And all evil, bitchy people are fat and ugly.
Except for the witch from the
Prize. I don't know. I would have hit Beryl.
Well, in episode 1 of Sailor Moon, there's this big fat lady who, like, pushes Serena out of the way because she wants
to. I know.
And the answer goes to the question, anything you want.
Actually, wasn't there, I believe I saw this on YouTube once, but wasn't there a moment when Serena, like, drank a whole bunch of water and got, like, a small pot belly from it?
I think so. I don't remember.
It would be the fatty curse. Or it's like...
I'm trying to do, like, all this... Because, see, okay, Megami, do you remember back at the end of, like, January when you did a live show to announce that you were doing season 2?
Oh, yes.
Okay, do you remember that someone asked that if you would... That if some, they made a Sailor Moon fanfic that you would read it? And you said if it was good?
Oh, God.
I think it was a fanfic, but there was this other person that asked me to read their book.
Oh, well...
Which I told them, I'm not an English major, but sure, I'll read it.
Well, the person who asked about that fanfic was me, and I've been researching so much about Sailor Moon, and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
Did you actually write it?
I'm in the middle of writing it, and I'm, like, doing so much research, and I'm, like, learning all these things. I'm like, okay, doing good. Then I'm like, oh, did you know that Sailor Venus likes sport? What? What? My research did not say this. Goes back to research.
Yeah, he's been asking the only other person he knows that's watched Sailor Moon, me. For
sure. Fat man.
Hey, I'll be back, guys. I gotta use the bathroom.
Hey, let's take a look at this.
I've been, like... clawing my brain out, trying to just thinking I have ideas for that of the main plot first of all, then to do the research.
I think you need to do all the research first before you come up with shit.
Well, I pretty much got most of what I want because right now I'm just at like the beginning chapters where I'm introducing my original characters that are central to the plot.
Awkward silence across the room.
Exactly.
That is never.
It's like you heard fanfic and OC and said no.
No, that is never a good sign unless you could do it right.
Well, I'm trying to do it right. I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to have it so like.
I think you can only make a good fanfic if you are a true fan of the show.
Well, I am. I mean, you're talking to a kid who won. As I was a kid, I was depressed that Sailor Moon got with Darien because I wanted her that badly.
That doesn't make you a fan.
That doesn't make you a puss.
Hey, obsessed a... fan? That's kind of...
Because then you're comparing yourself to all those people that couldn't get Amy because she's always going after Sonic. And you know there's a bunch of fanboys that want to get into Amy's little, Does she even wear any pants?
What is she anyway?
It's like a
lamp. She's a hedgehog.
She's a pink hedgehog.
Okay. It's like a lampshade, though, is what she's wearing.
Yeah, it is. I don't think she has anything underneath there.
Well, unless you're going with Riders, and then she's wearing, like, what the Pink Ranger wore.
Or you go after, what was it, Princess Sonya?
Oh.
Sally.
Sally?
God.
No.
It was Sally.
Sonya exists, too. Just don't. Let's not go there.
God, I remember reading the old freaking comic books. I mean, I actually have, like, issue 99 of the Sonic comic book. I don't have it on me right now, but I remember reading it. I'm reading this, and it's a freaking drama now. No action, just drama.
I was never a huge fan of Sonic, but I did enjoy that series.
Man, I'm assuming Megami's right, or seen Sad AM, right?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the whole thing.
I actually never knew about.
I just don't remember all the characters' names now. I just remember.
I actually did not know about it until the Nostalgia Critic.
Oh really?
Yeah, I only knew about Sonic at first. Then when I got like older and got and learned about the internet, I learned about Sonic Underground.
Oh God.
And, which is terrible.
Underground. I grew up in that age where like all these weird cartoons were really starting out and stuff. And I watched Sonic Underground too. Oh.
I grew up on Underground.
Well,
that's actually.
Well, technically, I was in the same age too. I'm only a year younger than you, Megami.
Then how come I know more shows?
Because I'm a very picky chaser. I was too busy watching Dragon Ball Z.
No, he was just sitting in front of the TV with his Sailor Moon.
Thank goodness I know everything about Sonic Underground. Where would I be if I haven't seen that show?
Exactly.
We're a lot happier of a place.
Where the guy who plays Steve Urkel plays all three of the characters.
Yes, all three of them. Even the girl. What the fuck?
Even the girl, which I hated her. Oh. I hated her so much. She was so useless. There was I like the green guy. What was his name? Manic?
Yeah, Manic, because
he was green by the dude.
I liked Manic. He was fun, and he had a cool backstory. He was raised by thieves. They could have just made a whole show based on that. Yeah.
Manic was Aladdin. What the hell?
Those were Manic.
Yeah. Yeah, head nod. Cooler and like better at stealing shit.
I gotta bring this up just to fact. Sonic's speed comes from his freaking medallion. What the fuck?
No, it comes from eating chili dogs.
I remember the episode from Sonic Underground where all three of us are offended.
I'm back, and I'm guessing you guys are talking about Sonic.
And we got to this talking
about
Light Fanfic.
We're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, of course.
We somehow got to this about my fanfic, apparently. So how it went from that to Sonic. Apparently
Sonic Underground is a fanfic.
Sonic Underground is bad fanfiction, yeah. There we go.
Sonic Underground sucked ass.
Apparently it's so bad that it makes my fanfic that I'm writing look good. That's how bad it is.
Okay.
That's a statement.
Now I have to read this.
Okay. Speaking of bad fanfics, did you hear the rumor that the werewolf one was technically from a fanfic?
What? That wouldn't surprise me in the slightest, but what? They really?
They said they took that concept from a fanfic. I heard in rumors.
Oh, the werehog? Plot device that ruined the entire Sonic Unleashed game?
Hold on. Speaking of the whole Sonic Unleashed game, something that really ended up pissing me off, because I originally played this on the 360.
Chip?
Yeah, it might be. Okay. Each one's a bit different, apparently. From the 360 one, you could walk around the city. You had the extra flying stages that always pissed you off. And apparently you had boss battles. Compared to the one over on the Wii, they screw over the map. They got rid of the flying thing, thank God. And apparently there's no boss battles. I'm sorry if I'm interrupting people.
No, I just want to get insight on how I can improve my fanfic for the better of humanity, but go ahead.
You can't. It's a fanfic.
Yeah, I don't think fanfics ever make anyone happy.
Sad face. All the time and effort.
I'm very sorry.
I have to bring up...
Oh, man. There was this awesome Yu-Gi-Oh! Fanfic I used to read back in the day. And I don't remember...
Just contradict what you just said.
No, I mean, like, it was awesome, but, like, it was stupid. It's
stupidly awesome.
So bad it's good.
Yeah, because, like, there's this one part, I don't remember much of it, but I remember Kaiba got killed because someone threw an air
Which
conditioner...
Which Kaiba? There's two.
The older Kaiba.
Someone threw air
conditioner. Kaiba.
Someone, like, dropped it on him, and it crushed his ribs, and he died.
Can't say the fucker didn't deserve it.
Oh, and there was the scene where Yugi was naked.
Oh God!
Oh my
okay,
God!
This is
and it wasn't even like a yaoi or anything. He was just found naked.
Let's change the topic now.
Okay. I got it.
And then Yami threw his leather coat on him. And...
Are you gonna get to my movie reviewing segment?
No.
Oh
yeah, you're gonna review that movie. I don't.
Okay,
that
let's
we don't
the movie
about.
Because I have one last subject I do want to hit before the show ends.
Movie. All
right. So the movie
it's
I decided.
Time!
Shut up, B.
All right, so the movie I decided to review is an oldie but a goodie. It is from 1940, ironically. It is from Walt Disney Pictures. The movie is Fantasia.
Yay!
Hooray!
I absolutely love this movie. I mean, even though it has no story. at all. Period. It has basically not just the best music, but the best presentation I've ever seen. I'm gonna admit that.
That was a short review.
Well, you know, I think Fantasia was based on this, oh, I can't remember if it was Austrian
it was based
or
off
something.
Fanfic.
No, the point of it was just to express animation through music and stuff. But Disney
classical
took that and
based.
You know, and added the Mickey story, which was really cute. And
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Man, I need to see it again because I haven't
seen
it.
Hey everyone, Gen Sid's back. Name backwards is Disney.
But there was this movie. There was this movie I saw in my history class where the maestro, I'm sorry, what's the guy with the stick called?
Conductor.
Like when he's
the conductor.
The conductor. Thank you. Where he was, every time he started doing a song, he would have a piece of paper in front of him, and then the paper started drawing something, and then it became like an elaborate piece of art and animation. And it was really good. I think it was an Australian.
I don't remember
the creator.
But I couldn't tell you exactly where it's from. It has been a long time since I've seen it.
But because of the success of Fantasia, in fact, there were two movies that were released right after, that were released in theaters, you know, that were, you know, a little less serious, like you would see on a Saturday morning cartoon, but they were still good nonetheless, one of them being called Melody Time. But they're not as good as Fantasia. My favorite segment of the entire film would have to be the ending, not because... I'm not saying I hate it, by the way. Obviously. It's the Ave Maria segment. I love how that segment turned out. And
love about it?
I love everything about it.
I love everything about it.
You love
orange soda. That's what the guy in the background said. I love everything about it. I love the art. I love the animation. I love the music. I love the presentation. I love the cinematography. The movie was perfect, in my opinion. Perfect.
Perfecto.
And Ave Maria, the Ave Maria segment was definitely a way to go out. I mean, it was so dramatic, and it actually got a lot of people teary-eyed at the very end, you know.
No, see, it isn't perfect. You know why it isn't perfect?
Why isn't it perfect? Is it because it has no story? Because it wasn't supposed to have one?
No, it doesn't have any mecha.
Oh, God.
Wah, wah, wah. I'm such an idiot.
This is not during the sci-fi boom. This was 1940.
Okay. I'm assuming
they could have been. They could have been ingenuitive and made mecha.
Okay.
Dude. That is just way off subject.
Okay.
That is the point of me. I am always way off subject.
Tom, how many fingers would you give it for this movie?
Fingers.
To put it like a Roger Ebert style, two thumbs up.
All right.
But,
you mean two stinky toes up.
Ha ha! Animaniacs!
Way up!
Okay, subject I want to hit before the show ends. Has anyone, like, back in the day you saw this cartoon, it was great, but you go back to watch it nowadays and you think a lot of the characters are just complete assholes.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Megami totally did a commentary on like that.
Oh, yeah. They weren't assholes, but they were completely useless. The Ronin Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though? When I was watching that and Lord Quadro said, those other guys are going to be completely useless, I was like, oh, he really knows this series, doesn't he?
Believe it or not, though, he didn't. I asked him to come on because me and Britt saw the show, but I'm like, we need one more person, but let's get somebody that doesn't
know
the show.
I know, but it's just
show.
Like the fact that he, out of the blue, guessed, hey, these other guys are probably going to become useless, aren't they? Yes! It's called,
yeah.
They all fuse their armor into one.
And it's like, it used to be so badass when I was younger, and just looking back at it now, like, I mean, the main character gets unconscious almost every single episode.
Oh, I got a perfect example of
something's wrong.
You know,
with that? I mean, your main character can't just be unconscious like that. I mean, he's supposed to stand up and be strong, not weak.
If you want to see childhood characters act like complete assholes, I got a perfect one for you. I know it's not Christmas, but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The 1960s.
Wait, are you talking
about... Every single character is a dickhole to Rudolph.
Even Santa Claus.
I hate to say what's true. Everyone is an asshole.
Except
especially
me,
Santa Claus.
Santa
Claus, too, is like...
Rudolph to believe in him who believes in himself, and his nose was the one that shone through the darkness.
B, just stop now, please. Okay, I got a good instance. Back when CBS was showing like the real educational shows, which they're probably still doing now, but has anyone ever seen the show called Beakman's World?
Yes.
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 Okay. No.
Fucked up.
Oh, yeah. I sat there and I watched back to it. There's two things I want to bring up. One, Beakman is a complete know-it-all ass. And two, I actually found out this. The one that played Vester on that actually died. And
oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I know.
Sad face.
When did he die?
Quite some time ago. I couldn't tell you exactly what date off the top of my head. I mean, I love the way he acted and all that. But,
Isn't that the one with the crazy... isn't that the show with the crazy doctor and the human-like rat?
But, since Megami has to go, let's all give her a good old penny time. So long.
Okay, I got this. Da-da-da, da-da-da.
I hate you, Boogie, you fucking asshole. But, you know what, I gotta...
Megami,
I just slapped myself so hard it slapped my headphones off.
What's going on?
I was trying to sing a ritual that slapped myself out of it, but I slapped my headphones off.
Way to go.
Nice.
Okay, but going on. You were saying, Tom?
Add you to my contacts.
Oh, what? Oh, sure.
I'm already in her contacts.
Yes, we get it.
Oh, smack.
Oh, good for you!
Yes!
Anybody know what that's from?
Oh, it's
no.
When Christian Bale went crazy over that lighting guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Christian Bale, I hate him.
Those are the days.
Christian Bale, even though he was John Smith's lackey in Pocahontas.
All right.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, that's
really?
Right. I forgot all about that.
Oh.
I forgot all about that because I don't really remember most nostalgia chick stuff.
Okay, you know what? Since this is the perfect place, why don't we just end the show here?
Yes, let's end the show talking about how bad Christian Bale is.
Actually, I'm going to end the show with a little bit of music.
Goodbye, everybody!
Bye-bye!
Thanks for letting
me
in. Go on your podcast.
If you want to join another time, Megami, just let me know, alright?
Okie dokie. Yes. Thanks again.
Right.
Bye.
Let's end it.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Let's end it Trigun style.
Hello, I'm Fat Man's computer. He couldn't record himself for this because of people mowing. This was the pre-show to Fat Time. Till the new podcast page is up, an old episode will be removed for a new one. Once the new page is up, all the Fat Time episodes will be posted there. Now enjoy the pre-show with Megami 33.
Am I the only girl in here?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah, so
fun. If you want to, girls, go ahead.
Wait, Batman, is this the first time we've even had a girl on the show?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you all virgins?
No.
Native
no, I'm a
virgin.
No, but I'm actually, yes, I am a virgin, and I am available.
What?
Slap across the face.
You act like I said a terrible word, Jordan.
I'm just telling you now, there is no censorship for the show.
Oh, that's good. I curse all the time.
Yay!
Me too. All right.
All
right. I would curse, but I got 50 style parents.
Have you seen my show?
Well, yes. I was trying to get familiar, but it was hard enough to try to get the show going today.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Isn't that right, Tom?
Okay.
Yes.
Stop that.
B, I told you. Chill it.
I am. I'm just making a nice friendly rib.
Uh-huh, right.
With a knife in my hand.
Okay. Moving on. Hold on. Before we start the show, V, you wanted to ask her something about a subject just for laughs?
Oh, no. I decided to drop that.
Oh, come on. That was actually kind of funny.
Thank you.
Okay, just say it since I brought it up.
Okay, basically, we were going to have a contest to see who would eat it. Would Abridged Serena eat it or Fat Man eat it?
Or if we both would. I think.
Distractions.
Zoe, stop laughing. They can hear you.
I can hear it.
Hi, whoever's in the background.
Ow, Tom. You're
Tom. Yeah, that was way too loud.
Sorry.
Slowly away from the microphone, and no one's ears will bleed.
Actually, why don't you guys introduce me, because I don't know any of you.
Well, there's always an intro to the show, so...
Oh, so you want me to just wait until the show?
Oh, okay. Well, Megami, this is Ghost, Lord Mog, the one-man box office that we call Tom, then V-Fanatic. And then...
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet... I met V-Fanatic.
Yeah! I was totally the annoying fanboy at Anime Next.
That doesn't surprise me in the slightest, and I'm covered in blood.
I'm just warning you now, if you hear eating sounds coming from me, I have chicken in my hands.
And if you hear giggles in my background, that's my cousins.
Okay.
If you hear the screams of bloody murder in my
cousins.
Background, that's completely normal. I'm totally not a mercenary, though.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Pay no attention to the bodies in the room.
Yeah, we get the Wizard of Oz references.
Pay attention. Don't pay attention to the guy in the background eating the 4-pound burger.
Look how awesome I am on the skateboard.
Oh, yeah, you're so beefy.
Okay. You guys know those stupid little skateboard toys that you use your fingers on?
Oh, yeah, I remember those. They're so silly.
What a sad concept.
Tech decks and no rules boards. Yeah.
Concept. Shut up.
And the person who created those would later go on to create Naruto.
For people who have no athletic skill whatsoever, but excuse me, I have to stop using a paper towel and get a regular.
One at a time.
My cousin's trying to show a flip on the skateboard and he's failing.
Well, I can do it on
a show a flip. Give me a bottle
rocket. I can totally do a 760.
All right, I believe you. You can do a real one. Just stop doing it.
Okay, so should we get the show started or?
Well, I'm ready.
Megami, did you hear V's suggestion thing?
The what now?
The one about the Sailor Moon bread.
No, okay. It's like we're gonna have a contest to see who would eat it. Would Abridged Sailor Moon eat it, or would Fat Man eat it? Whoever would not eat it first is the loser.
Pretty sure Serena would eat anything.
I don't know. Fat Man has been banned from all you can eat buffets.
That's right.
Yeah, but Serena is technically an alien, so she could pretty much eat anything.
That's right, alien biology. Wait, technically, isn't only her spirit alien?
No, it's her.
I've seen the show. It's her.
She was reincarnated, but it's still her.
I know.
Her.
So, reincarnation, curse you! Always confuses me. It's like time travel.
What was she reincarnated like 5 times?
Well, she was technically like reincarnated once. She just came back from the dead a bunch of times.
Close enough.
She's totally a Black Lantern now. Her and the rest of the scouts.
Okay. Who actually got that out?
Comic book reference, I got it.
I get it because Crows is actually teaching me about the lanterns and stuff like that.
Awesome.
It's basic. The Black Lanterns are simple. They're zombies.
Crows is trying to get me into like certain comic book stuff.
Wait, did you just make a Green Lantern reference?
Yes, he did.
I totally got that. I just didn't realize it for a few seconds.
He said Black Lanterns. Does that have to do with Green Lantern in any way?
No, I mean, I know what Black Lanterns are. I didn't realize
it. It was a time release smack in the back of the head.
Hey, guys. This may be off topic, but I've actually thought of doing a YouTube poop on YouTube, obviously, on Beauty and the Beast.
No,
and I already thought
YouTube poops have died.
I know.
That's not true. I still watch a lot of YouTube poops that are really funny.
I only watch Deeper Cuts and Captain Pants, and then they stopped their tennis, and then I said YouTube destroyed YouTube poops.
No.
What about Combusken is awesome.
Haven't heard of him.
He's awesome. Does a lot of Pokemon YouTube.
Okay,
of course you would know about that.
Have you ever seen someone called Mr. Chekhov?
Oh,
Mr. Chekhov? Yeah. I loved him in Star Trek.
No, Mr. Kridoff. Oh, not Mr. Chekhov. You do that every time.
I don't know why, but his name just really fucks up in my head.
Hey, Fat Man. Oh. Impossible.
Shut up.
You know, guys, we should probably get started.
Yeah, we should get started before we delve into the fact that Fat Man can't spell.
I need to fix my head first before we start, so I'm not bleeding all over everything while we're doing this show.
Time. We got the updates. So plenty enough time for your head.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, ow.
Okay, I'll start the countdown. V, you just launch off with your intro rocket.
Okay.
Before we start the countdown, I'm still trying to think of what movie to review for the show.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to set up the PBS Man fanfic.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to write mine because of shit going on.
Oh, no, remember, Fat Man, I found it. Oh, I found one, all right.
Fine.
And I actually dared V to look for furry fanfic.
No, just...
That's
David?
Too simple.
Dude, I can find you tons of that.
That'll be for the next show.
I told all you, right. Tom. I told you. You're going to be reading Totally Winked.
Actually, I'm trying to get two of the Ranting Griffin on the show.
This is going to be painful.
Okay.
Oh, indeed it is, Tom. Indeed it
okay.
is.
Okay.
And, Batman, do you have the music intro for that segment?
I didn't have a chance to make it. I've been swamped with shit.
That's the brightest light I've ever seen.
Trust me, everyone knows I've been swamped for the like since the last show.
It's like, say cheese.
Yeah, like...
Cheese, where?
Where's the cheese?
Cheese! Is it Kraft Singles?
They're taking pictures with the iPhone and it's got this...
No, it's a joy.
Wait.
Oh, I can't tell the difference. It's all the same crap.
I have the perfect rebuttal.
Just like shonen manga that aren't One Piece.
I had the perfect.
You're saying it's a droid. I don't give a
droid. It's a droid. I don't know.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
No, they're in the camp next door.
Ow.
Okay. We all ready? We do to G?
Okay.
Yeah,
let's start the countdown to five.
Okay. Forever good. Five, four, three, two.